back to face. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name when the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all that it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering. Blessed be your name. Every blessing, every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name. You give, you give and take away, you give and take away. My heart will choose to say, blessed be your name. You give and take away, you give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name.
Bless you, Jesus.
The Lord of all creation, of water, earth, and sky, of all your tabernacle, glory to the Lord on high. God of wonders beyond our galaxy, you are holy, holy. The universe declares your majesty. You are holy, holy, Lord of heaven and earth, Lord of heaven and earth. Celebrate the light. When I stumble in the darkness, I will call your name by night. God of wonders beyond our galaxy, you are holy, holy. The universe declares your majesty. You are holy, holy, Lord of heaven and earth, Lord of heaven and earth. To the Lord of heaven and earth, to the Lord of heaven and earth. and I can't see. You are holy, holy. The universe declares your majesty. You are holy, holy. Precious Lord, reveal your heart in me. Father, holy, holy. The universe declares your majesty. You are holy, holy. God of wonders beyond our galaxy. You are holy, holy. The universe declares your majesty. You are holy, holy. You are holy, holy.
Hallelujah.
To the Lord of heaven and earth.
Hallelujah.
To the Lord of heaven and earth. To the Lord of heaven and earth.
Don't sit down. We're going to continue to sing another song. We just want you to know that you're invited. If you sense God impressing you with a scripture that comes to mind, or maybe a word picture or some words, that might be for us, and you need to think about that. And if it, you think it is, you're welcome to come up during this last song and sit up here by Fran, and we'll give you an opportunity to share at the end. Thank you much. Let's just continue with our celebration. You stood in my place. You took on my shame. You offered yourself once and for all. Your grace and mercy flowed to make me white as snow. Jesus, you washed me clean with your blood, and I glory in your cross. In your cross, I glory in you, Jesus. I glory in your cross. In your cross, I glory in you, Jesus. You left your throne above to extend the arms of love. You sacrificed all for me. And now my matchless King, forever I will sing eternal songs of the redeemed. And I glory in your cross. In your cross, I glory in you, Jesus. I glory in your cross. In your cross, I glory in you, Jesus.
gave up my crown of pain so I could bear your name. Your mercy paved the way. The nails were driven in to purchase me from sin. I thank you once again. I thank you. I thank you. And I glory in your cross. In your cross. I glory in you, Jesus. I glory in your cross. In your cross. I glory in you, Jesus. I glory in your cross. In your cross. I glory in you, Jesus. I glory in your cross. In your cross. I glory in you, Jesus.
You may be seated. We're going to prepare for our offering right now. The verse that I was impressed to share with you regarding it is from Luke 6:38, where Jesus says, "Give and it'll be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it'll be measured to you." No, God is not confined. He's not confined to conventional channels to provide for us. So I'll encourage you to resist the risk, that resist that impulse to cling tight, give yourself fully to God, and give to God what He asks you to do. Just trust that God will return in favor. We're going to receive that offering right now, and I just want to pray. Father God, we give ourselves to You fully. We want You to know that we're at Your service. And Father, we thank You for this promise. That as we give, we'll receive, Lord. We thank You that we cannot give You. You're a generous God. So we invite You to give us the courage and faith to act upon Your word. And to give ourselves and of our resources as You say, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. They'll be passing the pouches right now.
All right, here, Betty. Stand up. Turn around.
Okay. The last two Sundays that I was here, the Lord just impressed upon me that there's a turning. And I wanted to read to you out of Ecclesiastes. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. What does the worker gain from his toil? I have seen the burden God has laid upon man, and He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the hearts of men, yet they cannot fathom what God has done from beginning to end. I know that there is nothing better for man than to be happy and to do good while they live, that everyone may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all their toil. This is the gift of God. I know that everything God does will endure forever, and nothing can be added to it and nothing taken away from it. God does it so that men will revere Him. And I was just in my spirit, just so uplifted. The Lord kind of put on my heart last Sunday to just the words, there's a turning. And we have been through a time, and I'm just encouraged that there is a turning.
Amen.
And I just praise and thank the Lord, and I just want to encourage you guys.
Thank you, Betty. Thank you, Betty. Rich?
Good morning. I went to the Bible study this morning at 9:15, and I encourage everyone here to check it out, because it's pretty interesting. We go pretty deep, but yet it's very understandable too, and it'll open up your eyes. I just want to read something today that we read, because it really moved me. This is Matthew chapter 9, verses 9 through 13. Jesus eats with sinners at Matthew's house. It says, as Jesus went on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax collector's booth. Follow me, he told him, and Matthew got up and followed him. While Jesus was having dinner at Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and ate with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples, why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners? On hearing this, Jesus said, it's not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners. You know, as we live our Christian lives and we go out into the world and we see things that we don't like and we see people sinning, we need to be like Christ. We need to offer mercy and not judgment. That's the message I got today from the Bible study, and just God moving on my heart saying, you know, be holy for I am holy, Jesus says. You know, Jesus offers us mercy and grace, and I believe that we should be doing the same.
Thank you, Rich. Thank you. And I wanted to share this scripture with you. This is from Isaiah, the 8th chapter, from the 11th to the 14th verse. This is from the New Living Testament. Listen carefully to what Isaiah wrote. The Lord has said to me in the strongest terms, do not think like everyone else does. Do not be afraid that some plan conceived behind closed doors will be the end of you. Do not fear anything except the Lord Almighty. He alone is the Holy One. If you fear Him, you need not fear anything else. He will keep you safe. Powerful words.
Hi, Eddie. Good morning. Yes, I would like to read from Deuteronomy. It's in chapter 6. I was looking back on it and came across the words, the living words of Christ, which is the commandments. And it says, hear the Lord, our God. The Lord is one. Love the Lord, your God, with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. He said, these commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. He said, then impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down. And he said, when you get up, tie them as a symbol on your hands and bind them on your forehead. Then he said, write them on your door frame or your houses and on your gate. He said, when your Lord, your God, brings you into the land swore to your father, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you a land with large flourishing cities, you do not build houses filled with all kinds of good things. You do not provide wells. You do not dig, and you do not dig in vineyards and olive groves, and you did not plant. He said, then you eat and are satisfied, and be careful that you do not forget the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Eddie.
And that's what we should do: keep His commandments upon our hearts.
Amen.
We invite Your Holy Spirit to impress how these truths intersect with our lives and how You want them to apply to our lives. We pray that You'd guide our civil leaders in all they do this week, Lord. And we pray for the prosperity of Metro Detroit, that we too may prosper. Amen. We'd like to dismiss our 6th through 8th graders for a Bible study right now called Breakfast Club. And as they leave, just pray for them and our kids. God, we thank You for the gift of children and grandchildren, young adults. Thank You for all the potential that they hold. We just pray that You'd speak to them, place faith and truth in their hearts and lives, and help them to live it out by our example to them, God. Amen.
Do you pray?
Oh, when I'm in trouble, I do.
Do you pray?
No.
Tell me why.
I don't know. I don't really know why, to tell you the truth. Usually, I do, but not very regular.
Do you pray?
Every now and then.
Sometimes I do, yes. Every day, several times a day.
5 times a day.
Many times during a day.
Once a week, maybe.
Every day, all day.
Do you pray?
Sometimes, yeah.
How often is sometimes?
Like once a month.
I try to get it in morning and night. So.
Have you prayed this morning?
Not this morning because I was running late.
Do you pray?
No, I don't.
No, I don't.
No.
I do not.
Tell me why not.
Because I don't believe in God.
I don't think there is just one religion. And I think that although maybe I should pray to at least some form of God, but I haven't found it yet.
Tell me why not.
I'm not really sure what I believe in.
Actually, I take that back. I do pray in the sense of just sort of a quiet, reflective time that's more of an introspective analysis. But there's not a supreme being that I would say that I pray to.
Tell me what you prayed about.
I prayed about just the basic prayer, you know, forgiving me of my sins and things of that nature.
Just for people I know who've died and just things like that, and that everything goes well in the future.
Pray for myself, for my family, yeah, for my people, for everything, yeah.
Usually I pray when one of my family members is sick or if I need a new job.
For forgiveness for the things I've done wrong.
Everything. Anything you could possibly imagine, I pray about.
Do you feel that prayer makes a difference?
I think it really does. Whether or not you can, you know, see it happening around you, but it just, I think it's something that makes you feel better.
Do you think it makes a difference?
If not on anything else, it at least gives me mental peace, and that's what I pray for, actually, most of the time.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I can't say how practically, but I know it does, the way I feel about things.
I think it helps me to keep my focus, helps me to refocus at times. It's easy to get caught up in worldly things, and it helps you take a few minutes sometimes, whether you're going to work, coming home from work, or at the end of the night, to refocus and keep your priorities in line.
It's a way of, like, focusing, you know, kind of a stress reliever in a way, too.
I believe it does, if not psychologically, at least spiritually. I think it affects both of those qualities.
It just makes you feel better, and you it helps you feel better about the people you're praying for, and just makes you think, I guess.
Lord, I lift my friend to you. I've done all that I know to do. I lift my friend to you. Complicated circumstances have clouded his view. Lord, I lift my friend up to you. I fear that I don't have the words that he needs to hear. I pray for your wisdom, oh God, and a heart that's sincere. Lord, I lift my friend up to you.
Lord, I lift my friend to you. My best friend in the world, I know he means much more to you. I want so much to help him. This is something he has to do. Lord, I lift my friend up to you.
There's a way that seems so right to him. But you know where that leads. He's becoming a puppet of the world, too blind to see the strings. Lord, I lift my friend up to you. Lord, I lift my friend to you. Done all that I know to do. I lift my friend to you.